I'm having a quiet sit down. The children have gone to bed in the back garden. It's been an incredibly warm day, but in the shade there's been some kind of comfort. The breeze has been cool and it hasn't been too bad at all, really. Since it was half term, I took the children with Beth to Wicksteed Park, which is near Kettering. We had a lovely day. It was quite busy, but not too busy. The way it works is quite interesting. It's not like your standard amusement park where you go and pay a ticket and can go on all the rides. You can buy a wristband, or you can, which gives you unlimited rides all day, or you can buy tickets, so two or three tickets per ride. And we bought wristbands for all of us. But in retrospect, I think Beth and I didn't go on as many rides as the children, so next time we'll probably get wristbands for the children and sort of tickets for me and Beth. But it was good fun. There were all kinds of rides there. Nothing too, amazing or extreme. Just friendly, good old-fashioned log flumes and roller coasters and things. Eleanor very much loved the sort of parasols hanging that spun around and tipped up because she felt like she was flying. I wasn't such a big fan myself because I'm not very big on heights, but I have to say it's the first time I've been to something like this, fairground or something like that, for quite a few years, I think. Not very much into the adrenaline things at the moment, but it was nice. It was a bit of a drive. It's 50 odd miles away and the motorway was a bit rubbish on the way back, but for a day out, considering I coated myself in Factor 20 this morning and only, I think I missed a couple of bits at the top. I really should wear a hat, but unfortunately I get too hot. Got a little bit of sunburn on top of my head. It was a good day, I think. Very much recommend it. I think right in the middle of the summer on the Saturday or a bank holiday is probably a no-no for anybody. But the last time I went with Christopher's cub pack as a grown-up helper, and it was really amazingly quiet. Christopher's favourite, I should have mentioned, was laser tag, which was one of these indoor, it's a dome, usual kind of thing, dark with ultraviolet lights and loud music and little nets and things to hide behind and barrels to hide behind. Great fun. And Christopher just, he must have been in there. Nine or ten games over the course of the day, but he could have easily have had more. And it was okay, yes, and vast patches of green as well to play on, and a free play area as too. Because Wicksteed were the manufacturers of play equipment, they had some of the more modern Hags stuff as well. So it was a good collection of things to run around and jump around on. But it was all in all pretty good day. I'm exhausted now though, got a bit of a headache. I'm still really suffering from the withdrawal from giving up coughing. I'm trying. I don't think yawning is a particular entertaining interlude into an audiobook. I'm trying not to go on about it too much because I don't want to make a big thing about it. It's just one thing I do over the course of June is give up the strong coffee that I tend to drink. But it's amazing what an effect it has on my kind of metabolism and my general well-being. I've had a headache for the last few days. Just, I've been able to sort of counter it with paracetamol. The first day was absolutely awful because my body realised it's not getting caffeine and kind of threw a hissy fit, and I felt very unwell. Had to go home from work early, which is something for me, considering I don't think I've taken a day off sick in the last year. Probably the last day of sick was when I gave up caffeine last time. Yes, it's all good. Back to work tomorrow for one more day, then the weekend. Got a few bits and pieces to do. I've always got stuff to do in the studio. Not least, I tried Windows 7, it just doesn't work with my old stuff. Oh, I call it old, it's only... Just check in time, 4 minutes 24. I call it old, it's only 3 or 4 years old, but literally there's no support in Windows 7 for it. They've kind of moved on. My mixer, my sound cards, even the graphics card is kind of quite rubbish in comparison, so I'm going to stick with Windows XP because it works. I do need to do a rebuild though, because I installed a newer version of Logic and it won't recognise my mixer now as a hardware controller. Oh, such dilemmas we face. Anyway, I shall close now and leave you with sounds of traffic and birdsong.